Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In 17 Contradictions and the End of Capitalism. David Harvey meticulously unravels the complex fabric of capitalism, exposing its internal contradictions and the crisis these contradictions could propel us towards. As a distinguished professor of anthropology and geography, Harvey applies his deep understanding of economic systems and social theories to dissect the inherent conflicts within capitalism that threaten its very existence. This book is not just a critique, but a profound investigation into capitalism's dynamics, offering readers an in-depth look at how the economic system shapes our world and its potential for transformation. Harvey's detailed analysis provides a foundational perspective for understanding the economic fluctuations and crises marking the early 21st century, making it an essential read for anyone interested in the future of global economics and societal well-being. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the problem of value. David Harvey explores the contradiction inherent in capitalism's concept of value, distinguishing between use value and exchange value as a fundamental issue. Use value represents the utility or usefulness of a commodity, while exchange value is what a commodity is worth in the market. Harvey argues that capitalism prioritizes exchange value over use value, leading to the production of goods not for their societal need, but for their profitability. This contradiction can lead to overproduction, underconsumption, and eventual economic crises, as goods cannot be sold or are sold at a loss, undermining the capital accumulation process. Harvey's dissection of the value problem reveals how this contradiction not only affects economic stability, but also drives capitalism towards increasingly speculative ventures, exacerbating inequality and environmental degradation. Understanding this conflict is crucial for assessing capitalism's capacity to sustainably manage resources and meet human needs. Secondly, capital's boundless growth versus environmental limits. Harvey delves into the contradiction between capitalism's imperative for boundless growth and the finite nature of our environment. He highlights how the relentless drive for profit maximization and economic expansion collides with ecological boundaries, leading to environmental degradation and resource depletion. This contradiction is not just an environmental issue, but a fundamental challenge to the sustainability of the capitalist system itself. By consuming natural resources faster than they can be replenished, and generating waste and pollution beyond the planet's capacity to absorb, capitalism is on a collision course with ecological crisis. Harvey's analysis points to the urgent need for a reevaluation of growth paradigms and the development of sustainable economic models that respect environmental limits. This topic raises critical questions about the future of capitalism and our planetary well-being, emphasizing the importance of integrating ecological considerations into economic decision-making. Thirdly, the crisis of overaccumulation. One of the central contradictions Harvey identifies in capitalism is the crisis of overaccumulation. This occurs when there is an excess of capital that cannot find productive investment opportunities within the economy, leading to decreased rates of profit. The crisis of overaccumulation is a byproduct of capitalism's successes, where surplus capital accumulates to a point that saturates investment channels, resulting in speculative bubbles, financial crises, and economic downturns. Harvey examines how this contradiction manifests in cycles of boom and bust, with capital seeking out both spatial and temporal fixes, such as opening new markets, technological innovations, or financial instruments, to mitigate the problem. However, these fixes often exacerbate underlying issues or defer them, leading to greater crises down the line. Understanding the dynamics of overaccumulation is essential for analyzing contemporary capitalist economies and predicting future economic shifts. Fourthly, the tension between democracy and capital accumulation. Harvey articulates the tension between the democratic ethos of equality, participation, and the common welfare and capitalism's drive for capital accumulation, which inherently produces inequality. This contradiction highlights how the political and economic spheres are intertwined, with capitalism often compromising democratic principles to maintain growth and profits. Harvey's perspective draws attention to the growing disparities in wealth and power, the influence of capital on politics and policy, and the challenges of achieving genuine democracy in a capitalist society. This analysis underscores the need for mechanisms that can reconcile the pursuit of profit with the democratic imperative for equity and participatory governance, questioning whether capitalism can adapt to support a more democratic and equitable society. Lastly, the contradiction of labor and capital. Harvey explores the fundamental contradiction between labor and capital, which lies at the heart of capitalism. This contradiction emerges from capitalism's reliance on labor for the production of value, while simultaneously seeking to minimize labor costs to maximize profits. The resulting tension leads to wage suppression, job insecurity, and exploitative working conditions, undermining the well-being of the workforce. Harvey examines the implications of this contradiction for social cohesion, economic stability, and the potential for class conflict. By highlighting the struggles and resistance of labor against capital's excesses, Harvey points to the possibility of reforms or revolutionary changes that could address these inherent conflicts. Understanding the labor-capital dynamic is crucial for navigating the contemporary economic landscape and advocating for policies that promote fair wages, job security, and workers' rights. In conclusion, David Harvey's 17 Contradictions and the End of Capitalism is an insightful exploration of the inherent conflicts within capitalism that pose significant challenges to its sustainability and ethical foundations. This book is essential reading for economists, policymakers, social scientists, and anyone interested in the future of our economic system. Harvey's analysis provides a critical lens through which to examine the crises facing capitalism today, from environmental degradation to economic inequality. By understanding these contradictions, readers can better grasp the complexities of our global economy and the potential for transformative change. The book is particularly relevant for those seeking to engage with ideas around economic reform, sustainability, and social justice, offering a theoretical framework for envisioning a more equitable and sustainable future. Harvey's work is a call to action, urging us to reconsider the fundamentals of capitalism and its impact on our world. If you would like to support David Harvey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.